Prices for staples like corn and soybeans have been sliding in recent years thanks to oversupply. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts farmers will plant nearly 94 million acres of corn this season. That's up 6% from last year and is the third highest planted acreage in the U.S. since the 1940s. Paul Bertels is with the National Corn Growers Association.
I think what a lot of farmers are looking at is, you know, your upside potential, on particularly on revenue from corn, is probably better than it is with beans right now. So, you know, they're just going to take that gamble.
A huge corn harvest coupled with slow global demand could mean a dip in farm income. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.